Hi, you. This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, with my first official Christmas message. I hope in the coming year we don't have too many terrible hurricanes, tsunamis, or big earthquakes that kill millions of people. I hope terrorists don't set off a dirty bomb in one of our major cities, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. And I hope millions of Americans don't die from avian flu, E. coli poisoning, or cancer. These are the things I hope for this Christmas, which will give us peace on Earth if they don't happen. Unfortunately, most of them will happen. But try to have a Merry Christmas anyway.
Welcome to the OB City Comedy Hour here at Rich and Kate X Web Radio. I am Brian Farnell. In the studio with me is Michael Carter. Say hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Michael, what mic are you on?
One.
Yeah, okay, say something, Michael.
I already did.
Okay. All right, Michael. And then also we have Richard Martinez.
Hello.
And we say something, Richard. Is it Richard?
Hello.
And then we have Logan Vorster.
Guten Tag.
Man, Logan, that was loud.
Oh, why is it so loud?
He got right up on the microphone.
Yeah, but usually it's not that loud.
All right. Well, welcome all to the OB City Comedy Hour. Like I said, I am Brian Farnell, and will be our last show of 2008.
Oh.
I know. It's very sad. Very, very sad. But, we're going to have, we've had a good year, and I cannot wait till 2009 when we come back and, we have some surprises for 2009 for the beginning of the show, so it's really exciting. But
prepare for the magic show you will never be able to see, but only hear.
Well, I don't know about that, but since this is the last OB City Comedy Hour show of 2008, will also be our Christmas episode.
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
While the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
That's right. Happy holidays to everybody. And what are you guys talking about? Richard, what are you talking about?
Nothing.
I see my teacher from ITT Tech.
Oh, really?
He looks like Albert Einstein.
Oh. But, well, like I said, this is, we're having a, it's a very exciting show. This is our Christmas episode, so we're all going on Christmas break.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, we're all going on break. So it's really exciting. Then the radio show starts back. I believe.
Nothing.
Yeah. Michael, don't say anything. Remember, I don't want to get it's the last show. I don't want to be my last show.
No. It was a card. I was reading it, and Richard took it.
Michael, how far away from you are from the mic? Because I feel like to turn it up. It's really loud.
Does that help?
Sure.
Talk like. Logan, do me a favor.
What?
Move your head. No, scoot more to the wall. Logan, scoot more to the wall. There we go. Now I can see everybody.
Cook-a-doodle, booga-booga.
Back that way. I don't want to see him.
All right. But seeing that this is the holiday episode, we got some special treats coming out, some holiday items, so it should be really fun. And, today after the show, we're all going down to a Fire Wheel over in Garland, where we're going to be looking for Christmas shopping.
Probably pulling our hair out.
Not me.
Huh?
Not me.
You took care of it already.
Shaved it off.
I did not shave my head. That would suck.
My head.
Shut up. Why are you depressed?
Oh.
Someone's pulling a Philip.
Someone's
pulling a Philip.
Somebody need a hug.
Oh, no, not that again.
Oh.
All right, Michael.
Michael
eating sunflower seeds. Michael.
It tastes like chicken.
You can't eat sunflower seeds in the studio.
Why not?
Because you can't have food in here.
Oops.
Well, thanks for telling me before now.
Well, I just remembered right now. I didn't know you were eating the sunflower seeds.
That doesn't count.
Finish it up.
It's not food.
Are you eating it?
No.
Well, it still counts. So wrap it. So put it in a bottle. They make it ink.
Duh.
I know you have it in a bottle, but I mean, like, put the lid and stop chewing on the sunflower seeds.
They're in my mouth. I can't help it.
All right, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. What's everyone doing for Christmas this year?
Going to my grandparents' house.
Really?
Yeah. Or actually go on the 24th. I open presents and then go to our cousin's house the next day.
Cool. What are you doing, Michael?
Houston.
Oh, man. You're going to Houston? What day are you leaving?
Christmas Eve.
Cool. Now, where'd your grandma live?
In America.
No, really, what, like, does she live here in Dallas, or are you going out of state, too? I mean, going out of state, you going out of city, too, or are you staying here, Richard?
What? Oh, I thought you were talking to
ADD?
Him.
Oh, my.
That thing is shiny. Oh, I'm saying, I'm going to, it's not really out of town, going to Dallas to visit my mom's side of the family.
Cool. What about you, Logan? You going to South Africa for Christmas?
No, we never have enough money to go to South Africa during winter. We can only go during summer.
Yeah, but isn't the summer winter over there?
Yes, it's their summer, but it's not our winter.
So isn't winter their summer?
Yes.
Oh. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. You know,
yeah.
4 years ago, I went swimming for Christmas time when I went over to Uruguay. Everyone asked me, what'd you do for Christmas? I said, I swam in the ocean. But, no, what are you doing for Christmas this year, Logan?
Well, over the break, we might go to Wichita Falls.
What are you going to do there?
We will go look at some Christmas lights. Then we will probably come all the way back home and do our Christmas thing, which cool. is just the usual Christmas
so you
thing.
You go there to look at shiny lights?
Shiny lights. And the robot that shoots out bubbles.
Oh, my God.
That's his name. The robot's name, Bubbles.
Did you see the Cheech and Chong roast?
Yeah, I did see the Cheech and Chong roast. But let's not talk too much about it, because some of the stuff they said, we can't say on radio, and I'm surprised they said a lot of it on TBS. Hilarious. I did record it.
Michael, you missed it,
Richard? And Michael said he missed it. I actually have it on video. I recorded it.
Only saw 1 minute of it.
Because I didn't get a... Oh, you didn't see it either?
No, only 1 minute, and that's it.
It's very funny. Oh, I recorded it because I knew I wasn't going to be able to watch all of it, so I recorded it and just, you know, watched it later. It's very funny. Well, guys, right now, I have a little tutorial before we had the show. I'm about to play... What is that?
Someone's moving around upstairs.
I don't know, but... Okay, so right now we're going to... There's a very funny story. I found this. It's actually the true story of Santa Claus. I don't know if many of you know the true story of Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle,
but it's very...
Some guy that gave toys to orphans.
But right now I'm going to play the very touching true story of Santa Claus, so everyone, enjoy.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I played
not...
with that dude, oh, too. Man. No, yeah, he's man. A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And it's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know? It was lowered to the ground at twice by. Candy apple red and button top. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know? One of those big sleds, you know? And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know? Like reindeers?
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. We could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, huh? Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?
Interesting.
Well, that was the true story of Santa Claus. I'm not sure if you guys have heard or not, but have you guys heard that?
No.
The true story of Santa Claus?
I never heard that, but it was pretty funny.
I never heard of it, man.
That actually is the very true story of Santa Claus. I was very touched by it, actually. I cannot wait for that Christmas special. I haven't seen it yet, but
I can't wait to see him at Walmart.
But that is the that's the true story of Santa Claus. So that was a little tidbit for this Christmas season. My favorite part was when he called off the reindeers.
Chewy.
On Donner, on Tubbo.
Come on, Beto. Or like I actually have a family member called Beto.
You have a what?
I actually have a family member in my family. His name is Beto.
Beto?
Yeah.
We call one of our uncles Chewy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew someone at my school named Chewy.
I knew Chewbacca was Mexican. I knew it the whole time. I knew it.
It's like, where do you think the name came from?
Oh, man. But, yeah, so that's their little tidbit of Christmas. So we got some more Christmas stuff on the way. So it should be really fun. And this is like, you know, good time of year, Christmas. You know, it's really great time. So. Well, that's fun. Like I said, we got a lot of
you know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Stop singing.
Oh, man.
I don't even know any of the reindeers except Rudolph. Why do you think his nose is so red?
I don't know why his nose is red.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Don't you know what happened to my grandma?
Mad, Richard. Is that Richard saying it differently? He actually cries when he's saying that. He's like, why did Grandma come over by a reindeer?
Aww. Why?
But the money is good from the lawsuits.
So. So we sued the guy in the white beard.
He had a white beard and a red shirt, and he had a sled with...
I'm trying to get car insurance on a sled.
Santa...
police lineup.
Santa, we need to come in for questions. Why? We have a report that you may have hit an old lady with your sled.
No, it's not me. Sir, we found tissue fragment and blood on the front of the sled. He's making a run for it!
Next time on a special Christmas episode of Cops, Santa gets busted. Santa, did you run over that old lady with your sled?
No, it wasn't me.
It was the one-armed man.
Oh, the one-armed man. It wasn't me or the one-armed man. It was my evil twin.
Well, Rudolph says differently.
It was him. He did the whole thing.
Why, you're no good little red now.
And they start tackling him. And then that was a very special episode.
And then they start beeping.
Beep, beep. And then faces get, you know, faces get fuzzed out and everything, and it's very touching.
It doesn't matter if their face gets blurred out, like I know who he is.
So, Arnold, how was your day today?
It was great.
Oh.
You guys are crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how crazy I am, but I can do it. I can be crazy.
Michael, you're not saying anything, Michael. You're just in there going...
I'm lost.
Oh, man.
Welcome to my world.
Just stay away from me, pot of gold.
What?
Stay away from me, pot of gold.
I want a pot of gold.
What, do you ride the rainbow? What the... What are you talking about, pot of gold?
That's Skittles.
You eat way too much Skittles.
Skittles. Taste a rainbow.
Those are the weirdest commercials. What's the guy where the guy can touch everything and it turns into Skittles?
Wow, that's gotta be great.
How do they?
Is it when you can't hold your own son?
Like,
wait,
did you
I have to get
this
call.
Morning?
Dang it!
I know I didn't.
You know what? That is like I don't even I don't the that's like the weirdest commercial. I'm thinking, how do they film him touching things and them turning into Skittles? I don't get how do they
stop
film
time.
But how do they get the Skittles to go?
Bryant.
And go like that.
It's like when we did our personal stuntman service, but how they made the Skittles fall part is confusing.
Okay. Well, here, let me cut to it's 3:30 right now, so I got to cut to some PSA. So we'll be right back after these very short. Wait. What do you guys say?
You keep on saying it right. You can say it right now.
It's a Christmas miracle. He can say PSA now.
PSA. All right. We'll be right back after the very short PSA.
JKLMNPQRSTUVWXYZ. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I was just practicing my alphabet. It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is it just me, or are the stockings we hang with care at Christmas every year just big red socks that you put gifts into? And these gifts, I mean, aren't they just things that you buy in a store and wrap up and give them to your children? And my children, I mean... Aren't they just really little humans who believe in crazy things and live in the same house as me and Maria? And Maria and I mean, aren't we just adults who walk around in our house pretending that we know more than our children? And our house, I mean, isn't it just a house sitting there doing nothing? I don't know. Maybe it's best not to think about Christmas too hard and just open up your gifts and drink a lot of eggnog.
Eggnog good for me.
Yay.
Well, welcome back to the OCD Comedy Hour.
Eggnog.
What's that music?
Here at the KDX Virgin Web Radio. And I'm here with probably three of my bestest friends, so I'm glad they could be here for the...
Bestest a word?
It no. is now.
It is now, along is with Crazyestic.
There we go. And so, but I'm here with, you know, three of my best friends. I'm glad they could come down for the show, Michael, Richard, and Logan. I'm really glad you guys could be here for the very last show. And for you guys, how many times you guys have been here and helped me out with the show? And that's, you know, it's been really great. And I don't think the show could have be what it is without you guys coming down here every Friday and helping me out. And Richard, I know I'm glad that we finally that find you on MySpace and you can finally come down here for the show.
Yeah.
And
yay.
Even though we called you in the last time.
Yeah, I was a little late.
Yeah.
But you know what, you're here now, Richard, and it's going to be really fun. And a little announcement for starting in January, our very first show, we're going to bring back the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
All right, Ghostbusters.
They're going to be
Who are you going to call?
So the Dallas
Just don't call them during Christmas time because they might be doing actual
Halloween
good.
When the cuckoo's in my closet.
Shut up, my hat screwed up.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Richard. I'm not laughing at you, Michael. Wow. But,
I'm laughing with you, not
well, you know, it's going
to
be... Oh, my gosh. But, okay. So what have you guys thought about the show this year since you guys have been on here? I mean, you guys, from me being at the Art Institute, you guys have helped me out with projects and, you know, I mean, what do you guys feel like coming down here, you know, to, you know, doing a radio show now, help me out? How do you guys feel about it?
I find it fun and
Yay,
interesting.
Yay, no more cameras.
I don't know.
No more filming at 4 in the morning. What?
Oh, yeah.
More of that one time where we just stood there for 3 hours straight.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a sock or something.
Tell what happened. Tell what happened to Richard about that.
Oh, we had to go film a scene from, what was it, the Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, yeah.
Yeah. We had to go film a scene in the middle of this park, in the middle of the night, from the movie Goodfellas. And they insisted on using some kind of mousse or gel or something in my hair, and it did not want to work, and I warned them beforehand it wouldn't work, and they didn't listen.
We stood there
regardless,
for 3 hours.
Retarded. We stood there for, 3-4 hours?
Yes.
In the dark, watching stupid people mess with lights.
And yeah, they were trying to put a moonlight on, and they were fighting over that, and I'm like, we're wasting time.
And it was switching back and forth between one side of the tree and the other side of the tree, and then right behind the tree, and you're like, no light, it's behind a tree. And they made me shift positions like 60 times, and they kept telling me to hold the shovel a different way. I'm like, it's a shovel.
And Logan,
I felt weird because I was the one that had to hold the knife. I had to stand for 3 hours holding a knife.
Good thing no cops showed up. That would have been a little awkward. Why do you have a big knife?
We're
why is there
a
guy in a trunk? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We're
not sure.
We had to actually, you know, drive into the park.
That was actually kind of funny because I couldn't figure out how to get the car over there. And that was, it was retarded, but it was funny at the same time because they could not figure out how to get that car up over the curb because it was low to the ground and the curb was too high. It was like 8 inches high instead of the regular 4. And they tried to back over the curb and that obviously didn't work because they were like, oh no! And then the front end got all womper jawed and wasn't great. And then they tried to drive straight over it and that, that made me laugh, but it didn't work any more than the first one did. And I don't remember how they finally got over there, do you?
They actually found the driveway that goes behind there. So what? Looking back at 2008 and what it's been, what do you guys say has been something that you remember? That you're always going to remember about 2008. Michael, you start. Something that what's gonna always gonna make you remember 2008 in your mind?
What?
Richard's over here telling me to say food.
It's the food.
The chicken was good. No, I'm just joking. No. Something I'm always going to remember about 2008.
Mm-hmm. I looked at turkey last week.
Turkey was good.
Yay, turkey.
It was smoked. It was falling off the bone. It was very tender.
Man.
It was good. We stayed up all night cooking that turkey.
Man.
And it was extremely boring at more than one point through the night, but it was cool and it came out really good. So, how did I get on the subject of turkey?
Well, there's something you gotta remember right there.
Richard said food.
We do that every year.
What's one thing you always gonna remember? You gonna remember that turkey? There you go. What about you, Richard? What are you gonna remember about 2008? Man, Nothing happened in 2008 that's going to be like, man, remember when that happened?
Interesting or bad?
Interesting. You know what I mean? Remember.
Could be bad.
Could it be both?
All right, but remember, it's radio, so you can only
PG.
Say... Yeah. Keep it G, actually. Keep it G.
Oh,
what's it G?
Why?
Okay. Keep it G,
keep
dog.
Keep it G. Oh,
don't
man.
Say that.
I am. You know what? I am going to copy that, and that's going to be one of our stuff now for the Oak City Comedy Hour. I'm going to use
turn
that.
Turn off his mic.
Turn off his mic? What mic is he on for?
Yeah. Oh, why am I turn?
That was weird.
Some random dude just took a bag.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He pulled something that I would do. I always leave my stuff.
See you, man.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, my dumb moment where I left my... Oh, we'll say that in a few minutes. Logan, why don't you go... Oh, no, Richard, what's your moment of 2008?
Well, I guess it was Thanksgiving. Where okay. I spent time with both sides of the family.
That's really good. That's something, you know, really special. Because, you know, like I said, that's the only time my two family were ever together when I graduated, so...
Or we weren't, like, together in the same room, and, like, we got to visit, and, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Half my family lives in West Texas. So.
Half my family lives in another country, like Logan.
Yep. My dad's side of the family is...
You win.
Yeah.
Me and Logan are like, we don't even have some of our family even here. Well, Logan, what are you going to remember about 2008?
Me?
Yeah.
No, Bob the Builder.
Yeah, I was going to say, who else?
What?
Who else is left? You're the only one.
Let's see.
You saw a chicken fly. That would be memorable, because chickens can't really fly.
Well, if I could see a chicken fly before the end of 2008, but...
I was joking.
What's your moment? What's your moment, love?
Right now, the best it can come up with is Dark Knight. The movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It was okay, I mean. Am I going to get on DVD?
Yes, no. I want to.
Well, I guess, you know, what am I going to remember about 2008? I'm going to remember, I'm going to remember the Art Institute, and I'm going to remember how much money I spent at that school, and then I'm going to remember...
I don't want to remember anything from the Art Institute.
Do not remember AI.
But I'm going to remember, leaving that school and coming here to Richland, and, passing math amazingly, so, and grasping and having this radio show, starting the radio show,
passing
and
math with a high C.
Yeah,
yay radios.
Well, I know I made an 83 on this test,
punch.
So I made an 83 on this test.
We need to get fruit punch now.
That's a B.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but over the Art Institute, I was making like 30, 40,
F.
and 50s on math. I was making an F.
You were making F minus, minus, minus.
And now I'm making a
F
B.
Minus to
you
B plus.
You were making a Z.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You were making a Z in math.
For fantastic.
But,
he was making Omega.
Yeah, pretty much. But now I made an 83 in this test.
That's the beginning of
what the
hell? What did you do?
What is that?
What did you do?
I have no idea what that was.
What the heck?
Wow.
You said a bad word.
No.
I didn't say anything.
But, no, I mean, so that's my, so that's what I remember about 2008. I finally grasped math, and I have a radio show, so.
Yay, radio show.
Yay, radio.
That would be the memory for everyone.
Oh, another one would be Star Wars Fan Day.
Oh, yeah. Seeing Star Wars Fan Day and seeing all the weird people there and getting
being
on the interviews.
Being able to stand 60 feet away from Bruce Campbell.
Yep.
What about the Jawa?
Oh, yeah, the Jawa that was to try to fight R2. Go check out, I'm going to be posting them on the Oak City,
Star Wars
City Comedy Hour with MySpace very
the
soon.
The little midget with the glowing eyes and they have the
creepy little things in hoods.
They're filthy creatures. Okay.
They go...
They go, whoop. And they like, what's it called? Boot. What are they called? What are they, that pudding, what they have on Family Guy?
Hootie-dee.
That's what they say. Remember when the two shits come together on the Blue Harvest, and they exchange mustard or something like that?
Oh. Okay.
Mustard?
Yeah, remember the...
Mustard.
Are you kidding me?
You remember in
would you like some mustard? Here, thank you.
Like, they stop by and they, like, trade a little, like, thing of mustard to each other, but I can't remember what it's called now. But it was funny.
Sure it was mustard?
Well, no, it's like I don't remember what it's called now.
I got a dumb moment.
Oh, you do?
Has Richard heard the dum-dum moment thing?
No.
No, let me,
Michael, you might want to take your headphones off.
Good idea.
Alright.
That's annoying.
Okay, so what's your dum-dum moment, Richard?
Well, it's just something stupid that happened?
Yeah, something stupid that happened.
Okay, see, I was at the mall, and...
This would be good.
Yeah, there was a... the floor was wet. Or not the floor then. Y'all kind of picture what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a wet floor.
Like, I was walking across and I went, I fell.
You were what was that? What was that?
It was a slipping noise.
Yeah.
Ow.
I slipped and almost fell all over myself. And
How do you fall all over yourself?
Like this.
No, it's Richard. He can bend. He's double jointed.
He's double jointed, so he flips everywhere. Okay, you're good. You land in a pile. You're like, someone pull my finger.
Anyways. So, Richard, go on.
That was it.
That was.
No one saw. That's a good thing.
anyone else got a dumb moment? Because then when I got a dum-dum moment.
Michael has one. He's got the face.
Yeah.
He's got the face of a dum-dum.
Yeah, dum-dum moment.
All right, let's hear it. You haven't been here, so you need to give us a few dum-dums then. Because you've been here. You haven't been here for a while.
Okay. Dum-dum moment from the other day. You guys all know I do pest control.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we have this big broom that we use to sweep the eaves, like where the roof overhangs the house. And sweep spider webs and stuff like that. Okay. And I got the brush out of the back of the truck, and I'm walking toward the house, and my dad said something. I didn't realize he was behind me. And when I turned, I hit him in the head with the brush.
Oh!
And it kind of bounced off, and he's like, ow.
Oh, yeah!
And that wasn't funny.
oh, yeah!
Oh no, don't do that anymore. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What'd your dad say? Well, don't say what your dad said, but
he said ow.
Oh man.
He said ow.
I mean, it didn't really hurt him. That's just bad. Like it didn't, you know, he wasn't expecting it. Ooh. It was the bristles. I mean, it wasn't hard. It just kind of bounced off.
Ooh.
But
that's pretty bad. Dumb dumb moment.
Well, I mean, at least I didn't go wham, you know, spin around really fast. Was, like,
knock him on the ground.
And
it's like.
Knock him on the ground and be like,
Well, Logan,
I can't drive the stick, so that wouldn't be good.
Well, Logan, do you have a dumb-dumb moment? We're going around. You got a dumb-dumb moment? No.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
What?
No, never mind.
I ran into a fence. Well, actually, the wind blew the fence into my face, but...
No, you told me you ran into a fence. Last time on the show, when we called you.
No, I said I fell over the fence.
Oh, he fell over the fence.
Oh, wait.
The dog,
now I know.
The dog was chasing me. I climbed over the fence, and my foot caught on the top, and I fell over the top, and it didn't feel good. But I'm all right now.
Well, Logan said he had a dum-dum moment.
Yeah, do your dum-dum moment.
Do your dum-dum.
Because I want
to
laugh.
Every now and then, I'll be bored, so I'll decide to kick a door open. I kicked one that was deadbolted.
Oh!
Did you kick a hole through it, or did you just, like, hurt
your
foot?
No, just hurt.
Man, that is...
It fell over.
I'm sorry,
kick.
Logan.
Oh!
But
hey,
I gotta play the song. I had to play the song for Logan. That was a dum-dum right there. That was a dum-dum.
I told him that, you know, at least it wasn't a swinging door. He kicks the door, it comes back, smacks his face. I'm okay.
No, that's only happened once.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we're about to wrap up the show really quick, so let me just say...
I ran into a turntable door. You know, the doors that divided into four, and then you walk through them. Well, it was open, but I didn't know it was locked. Because, like, the building was still open, but people were going in other doors.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that door was, like, the treads, or the not the treads, the, railing thing that it slides around in.
Yeah.
Shut up, it's not funny. Anyway, the thing that it spins around in was, like, it was screwed up a little bit, so it wouldn't turn right.
Uh-huh.
And so they locked it so people wouldn't walk through it and mess it up more.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't know this because there was no sign.
Yeah.
And I was in a rush trying to get inside the building, and I ran into the door and just thunk. And I was like, ow.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you feel good? Did and you everybody feel was like... looking at me like, what is he doing?
Oh.
I felt like a moth trying to, you know, going toward a light bulb. It's just like, oh, I didn't know that it would do that.
Oh my God.
I just got an image from Night at the Museum. Ben Stiller is trying to get out of the museum and telling the door to revolve.
Oh, really?
I didn't see that part.
I didn't see that part. And we got a special edition.
No.
I'm just joking.
It's just a part of the movie.
Oh, man. Well, here, my dumb moment that I left my math notes here, and I thought I lost them. That's my dumb moment. I'm a dumb. I left my math notes.
Yeah,
with
you
all
are.
My stuff.
Last time we were here, you left something else here.
Yeah.
I left my jacket. I left my yellow notepad, and now
I left the laptop.
I left my laptop, and I had to go back and get it. Man, I keep on leaving stuff.
Bryant, you
that
always
just
manage
you
to
love
come
being
up with
here. You gotta come back.
Yeah. Well, hope I don't leave anything. I'm not coming back, so I gotta make sure I got everything. But before we leave,
coming back next year.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But
you don't want that missing for a year.
Yeah, that would kind of suck.
Well, guys, we have to wrap up the show here. We're at 3:51. I want to thank all you guys for coming down here for the special Christmas episode, saying our dumb moments, which is funny. All you guys, thank you for that, Michael.
I'm sorry.
What? But like I said, this is our last show of 2008, so you can go check out this show. Thank you, Michael. That's Mr. Noise. Do the bird.
I was eating sunflower seeds. My mouth's dry. Hang on.
Can't do it.
There
it's
we
a
go.
Bird.
But
flying rat, shoot it.
Quack.
Uh-oh.
It's Donald.
But well, here.
Tennis racket.
Say bye, everybody. Say wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Adios.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Something, something, something,
eggnog,
something.
And if you feel like eat it, stick it in the freezer, and you can eat it.
What?
Eggnog popsicles. Woohoo!
Oh,
yay! Eggnog popsicle. Eggnog ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, eggnog ice cubes.
We've actually got eggnog.
No,
ice
that'd
cream
be nasty.
Oh,
eggnog ice cubes. You like put them in Coke or something. You're like,
all
that's
right,
nasty.
All right. But
okay.
All right, bye. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye. And have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, stop it.
Happy New Year.